Good morning again, and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Lonaker. This week I've been looking at a couple verses in Hebrews chapter 5. First of all, we looked at verse 8. Talks about how Jesus Christ was obedient and that he is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And then we looked at verse 11. Disobedience makes people dull of hearing, and we touched on that subject, and growth, it stunts growth, disobedience stunts growth, there's no growth, and so the Hebrew writer is promoting growth here, and when we are obedient, we also looked at verse 14 of having our senses exercised by using them to discern both good and evil. And now this morning I want to look at a continuation. This subject continues into Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. And so the writer here is encouraging us to go on unto perfection. What is perfection? Jesus, on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:48, he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So what is perfection? I believe that growth is perfection. When we are growing in Christ and we are gaining new heights and new ground, as the songwriter says, I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. And that is perfection, when we are pressing toward the goal and growth. And so Paul is exhorting them here. In chapter 5, verse 12, he says, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. See, there was no growth. They had to be taught again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And there become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. And so the writer here is rebuking them for their for not growing, and is trying to encourage them to go on unto perfection. He's trying to promote growth. And when we jump over to Philippians chapter 3, this is the Apostle Paul. He says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and in if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So if we back up to verse 12, Paul says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. He says, I'm not where I want to be in my relationship with the Lord and my growth. But he says, but this is one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. That is growth. He's forgetting his past. The first part of this chapter, he talks about his past. But he's forgetting those things which are behind, and he's reaching forth unto Jesus Christ. Verse 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's growth. And then, notice in verse 12, he says, he's not perfect. But in verse 15, he says, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. You know, if we are thus minded, pressing toward the mark and and growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is perfection in the sight of God. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to leave those things which are behind and press toward the mark. And in that state, as you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you are perfect in the eyes of God. As the Hebrew writer says, let us go on unto perfection. And that's where we continually need to be. We need to be striving for perfection. You know, many people get discouraged and downcast and downhearted. And the scripture says that we shall reap in due season if we faint not. And so we need to continually press toward the mark. And in that state of mind, we are perfect in the sight of God. When God sees our heart that we're pressing in towards Christ, we desire Him, we desire to walk with Him, even though in our hearts and minds we realize, hey, I'm not where I need to be, but I'm pressing toward the mark, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. That is perfection in the sight of God. So thank you for God for listening, and may God bless you, and keep pressing toward the mark. As Jesus says in Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that you would just continually help us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Your word tells us, as we are minded that way in Philippians chapter 3, that we are perfect. And I thank you for your comforting word, Father, to our hearts. I pray you would take this little bit of loaves and fishes and bless it this morning to some struggling heart, or for encouragement and inspiration. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.